You good?
Yeah.
All right. So, the vanity. The vanity tea. The vanity.
No, I like that.
What?
Vanity.
Yeah, that's what I call it, man. Cause that's my first tea. It came to me because that was, I mean, what I put on there was this quote, and it's just like this pinup girl on the phone. That's a phone if people can't see it. And that was like my very first logo with the A and the key. And it says, "All is vanity." And that spoke so, because we live in this material plane, and it's just like, I've always had a problem with mixing the two. How do we, within this vessel, live on a materialistic, like, you gotta think about the fucking world. We are so materialistic. Hell, we care, yeah, about, man, how we look. Like, you think about, I gotta have this fresh fit, like, and we're conscious about this. You know, like, all falls down, like, fucking Kanye, like we like, we are conscious about this shit, you know what I mean? But it's just like, how do we be spiritual at the same time, you know what I mean? And like, what's crazy is the quote that I put under, "None are so empty as those who are full of themselves." Think about those people who are so, like, tomorrow I'm getting a haircut. Why am I getting a haircut? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, like, you spoke about before beard Dom, you know what I mean? And now it's just like, I feel like I always have a beard. I haven't trimmed this shit down in a while. And it's just like, when I was at Zoomies, I had that, I swore I could have fucking gave Rick Ross a run for his money. Like, my mountain man beard was crazy. I didn't give a fuck. And then I found this beautiful lady. And she stole my heart. And she's like, "Nigga, you need to, what, I always see all these other light skins get lineups, why don't you get one?" And I'm just like, fuck, I gotta take care of myself, I gotta look sharp, you know what I mean, like, I gotta look presentable. And it's just like, all is vanity, and it's just like, you look at, like, these cats that are, like, what would you say, fucking, like, level whatever, you know, like, can, they've reached enlightenment. They don't care about those things. They have, like, these big crazy beards. They're in fucking robes. They don't give a fuck about, you know, like, I don't even know what shoes you're wearing. You're wearing some ones. I'm wearing some Vapor Max 97s. Like, they don't give a fuck about sneakers.
Right.
They don't, it's, where are they at within their life? They've reached that higher spiritual plane. You know what I mean? So it's like, "None are so empty as those who are full of themselves." And it's just like, we're fucking empty. It's like that movie, like, Shallow Hal. You know what I mean? It's just like, that's some crazy shit if you think about it, where it's just like, what do we look at? What do we look at? What do we see on Instagram? We see these fucking models. What was that, when IG closed down, there was all those fucking memes like, "Oh, these bitches, you got your day off because you ain't fucking," you know,
yeah,
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Think about what vanity has done for us. You look at these women like Kim Kardashian, Kylie, you know what I mean? I don't know if you've watched the Middle Child J. Cole video, but at the end where you're buying faces, buying these chicks' faces,
yeah,
where they have the fucking pressed baby hairs, you know what I mean? Because it's just like cultural appropriation at that point, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What time you guys close?
9 o'clock, but we still got a good bit to do, so you guys are totally fine.
Okay, cool. We'll take like 4 more minutes.
No worries. No rush.
Appreciate it, my man. You look at shit like that.
Right.
And it's like, that's where we're going, man. You look at, it goes all the way back to even fucking like flappers, you know what I mean? Like, they... It goes all the way back to, like, what they used to call, God, I read this shit, like, zip, fuck. It was a term that they used to call black people who dressed flamboyantly. Like, zip, I don't know, something. It was, like, during, like, the Jim Crow, you know, the minstrel day, like, I don't know, whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
Shit, I'm thinking about the essays with the... With the suits all the way up to here.
The zoo suits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why, when we go to a special occasion, we have to look our best? Vanity. You look at the makeup industry. And, like, there's people who don't even support that shit. That are like, "I love my women all natural." You know what I mean? Like, And I love girls who are glammed out. It's crazy because that's an art to me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's an art. Like my girl, that's all she's about. And that's like, it's crazy because that's an art. Each day is a different piece to me. And it's crazy because I relate to that on such a crazy level. And I'm like, damn, where's that shit? Where's that in a different arena for men? You know what I mean? It's just like, that's my fit. You know what I mean? Like, that's like when I told people, like, yo, you are buying this shirt so that you can look better than everyone else. Like, that is vanity. Because we care so much, man.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why? And it's because of the societal ill. It's just like, there's so many things that are wrong with our society that I feel like we just kind of sweep underneath the rug, and we just kind of like, we don't have an avenue. We don't have a platform to speak upon and to have this conversation. You know what I mean? And we don't have people who are conscious of this to the extent where it's just like, yeah, I kind of have a problem, or I always do this shit. And it's just like we need to be self-aware. And it's just like, we're not going to progress and evolve as a society if we don't realize, like, the shit that we're doing. You know, like, I'm reading this shit right now where it's called Sapiens, and it talks about how we're, like, the worst fucking life form on the planet Earth. And we've killed so many different things. And it's just like, you look at what, like, Jaden Smith's doing with Just Water for Detroit.
Oh, yeah, that shit was
It's
huge.
Just crazy, man.
Was,
it's just like, and we don't give a fuck. There's a lot of people that's just like, here, let me, what did we do? We drank wine tonight, and there's fucking motherfuckers who, their water is brown, dog. Like, the shit that we take for granted, man. You know what I mean? It's just like, we have to humble ourselves. I feel like we were always on our fucking high horse playing polo, and it's just like, yo, get on the fucking ground sometime and realize what the fuck's going on. Especially us as, you know, fucking black men in America, realizing the shit that we have to go through that a lot of other people can't relate to, but then humbling ourselves even more, even though I know that that's fucking crazy to say that we need to humble ourselves.
Yeah.
But then you see what our ancestors fucking went through. Right. And the shit that, where it's just like, people don't know, where you see blackface on Gucci, where they can release a fucking sweater, a turtleneck sweater, and it's a contemporary art nod. Are you serious? When it's just like, you're blatantly disrespecting my people when we are the people that is I'm gonna say pretty much a big chunk of your fucking profit, two-thirds if so. You ain't gonna tell me everybody's gonna be buying your shit for, you know what I mean? Like, vanity. Look at high fashion. I just went to that Christian Dior fucking exhibit, and it was just like inspiring, bro. It's so inspiring. And it's just like, this is materialism at its finest. This guy's breaking rules. You know, like, this guy, and then you see Raf Simons in there, and he did that tie-dye dress, dyed every single thread, and then sewed it together. Like, it's crazy, because that's materialism at the fucking highest art form, where it should be appreciated like that. But then you got people like Prada, who do a fucking plush Sambo monkey doll, and it's just like, yo, what the fuck? You know what I mean? It's vanity, dog. All is vanity. And it's just like, we have to realize what we're fucking doing, man. It's that's what I'm doing. That's the vanity.
Man, I feel that, man. I feel that. But, shit, what's your vision for Anarchy, like, moving forward? Like, what's the drops looking like?
Oh, man.
If you even want to give that information.
No. We can, you know, what's crazy is I was telling my screen printer, I was like, yo, this is an art project, man. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm going to keep this in my pocket. Like, I want to keep this small. I don't give a fuck if it's 10 years from now and it's just like, it's not even profiting. Like, this is feeding my soul. You know what I mean? This is my platform. This is me teaching kids, teaching people. You know what I mean? And it's just like, if it's crazy, I've sold a lot of shirts already, and it's just like, I was happy if I sold one.
Right.
I was happy if you fucked with it. You know what I mean? And it's humbling to me. You're like, yo, I can't wear a white tee. Let me know when that next black one drops, though. And I'm just like, see? Damn, I got him. Like, this guy understands. Like, he fucks with me. Like, he gets it. And it's just like, it's crazy, man, because I I don't even care. You know what I mean? Like, I care, but I don't care. But it's just like, at one point, something's got to give, and it's just like, we gotta keep going. We gotta put on, and we gotta feed our passion, because it that's all we got. It's just like, what the fuck else are we supposed to do in this world? Like, I ain't working for anyone else, man. Like, I'm doing it now, but I am my own boss to a certain extent, and that's gonna stay that way. I can't go back. Right. And it's just like, I have to live on my own terms, man, because that's the only way to live, man. It's just like, I want to keep this small. I've had a couple investors already, and I said no. I can't do it, because
I remember you telling me about that.
Well, once someone gets involved, man, it's just like, I want to bring on people. I want to have employees. You know what I mean? I'm very good at developing and showcasing my vision and teaching someone my vision. But once I have someone that fucks up the money's fucked, bro. You know what I mean? Like, don't make it about money for me, because it's not about money for me. So when someone offers me money, it's just like, nah. You know, when all you bring to the table is money, nah. Like, if you're not helping me with my vision, and if you're not adding a different outlook or POV about it, we can't break bread. And it's like, I don't even want to break bread. Right. You know what I mean? It's just like, I just want to eat with you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying, like, let's make a sandwich, dog. Like, let's stack. Let's keep on leveling up and keep on just growing together. And it's just like, I can't, I can't bring anyone in right now, because it's so small. Like, at one point, yeah, I truthfully believe in the law of attraction. I truthfully believe in, if you thoroughly believe in that shit day in and day out, if you have dreams about that shit, like, I had a dream last night about that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, me and my girl were like, she was yelling at someone. I was like, damn, you're a boss within my own company. You're yelling at someone. Like, I love you. You know what I mean? Like, you're being my HR coordinator for me. Like, that's, I have that vision. I see us here in Colorado Springs changing the culture. I see a little Jerry Lorenzo, Samuel Ross, you know, fucking Pierre Moss, like, type shit, and myself, you know what I mean, and you, and Brendan, and fucking Tease, you know what I mean? Because that's like, we spoke about, like, Donda and fucking Upton earlier, and it's just like, bro, like, that, like, there's so much for us out here, and it's just like, we gotta get it. Pressure makes diamonds, dog. You know what I mean? And it's just like, it's time to look for them bitches and within the coal. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. Anarchy is, I mean, I want to say it's an art project, but I already know whenever I put my heart into something, it beats. It turns into a whole new life.
It's a life, man.
It is a life.
It's a life.
It is a life, man. And that's like, it's crazy, man. I don't know. I 10 years from now, I can see us wholeheartedly, Tev, on some real shit. Like, we did that.
Hell yeah, man.
Hey, remember episode 2? Like, we did that. You know what I mean? Like,
quotables, right?
Speak that shit into existence. Like, I believe in the divine. Like, we talked about, like, the disciples, but I believe in, like, this divine, like, faith of just, like, imposing your will.
Right.
Like, you are your own God. If you don't think of yourself as a God and that you can't create anything, what the fuck are you doing? How are you living your life?
That's true.
You are your own God. You are your own king. You know what I mean? Like, you worship yourself. Thou shalt not believe in false gods. You know, we're talking about other drops. I know you asked that question. The next one, I mean, is probably, dog, I got so much. The next one may be more than one T. I think it's going to be at that point. I think it's just like, I'm getting that. I'm scratching that. The itch is bad now, bro. Because now it's like, okay, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about, you know, social injustice. I want to talk about, you know, fucking racism. I want to talk about fucking just like so many societal ills, you know. It's just like the fact that like just race in general, it's just like we were talking about earlier how we are, I truly believe that we are we were the first race. You know what I mean? It's just like,
I believe it too.
Like when I think of white people, I'm just going to say this like this, because I've seen this, I think what's her name? Jada Smith had this white woman on her talk show, and she said this. She said, white people are just non-black people. They're just lighter black people. And that was so crazy to me, because that's so true. Because you look at where we're going as a culture, we're going back. All these niggas gonna look like me. Everyone's gonna be mixed. They're gonna have my skin. They're gonna look like what Jesus was supposed to, you know, or what he was, what he was supposed to be characterized as.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mixed. We're all gonna mix together. You know what I mean? Like, people don't understand, like, the shit I've read, like the sapiens, like there was Homo sapiens and Neanderthals. The fact that we did genocide back then with fucking stones and wood. We killed Neanderthals because we felt we were superior. You see what I'm saying? Like, dude, like, it's so... There's layers to this shit, though.
Hell yeah, man.
And it's just like, I don't know. The next drop's going to be massive, man. We got this black market, this noir market, whatever the fuck it's going to be called. I got a... Working titles. I think I want to do, like, a Black Panther type shit. Like, not like the movie, but more like, you know, fucking... like some fucking Malcolm X, fucking what's his name, man? R.I.P. Homie got slain in his house. But what's his name, bro?
Fred Hampton,
bro. Like some fucking, you know, Shaka Khan was a Black Panther. Like, bro.
Yeah, a lot of people in that area. Man. And like the thing that people don't get, Black Panthers were not a hate group.
They weren't. And that's what I want to do, man. Like, it's just like they brought people together. They like they did. It's like that Killer Mike episode with the Bloods and Crips. Like, yo, like we give away bicycles. You know what I mean? Like we give turkeys away. You know what I mean? Like, but that's like there's so much, man. There's so much to come, and who knows what's gonna happen? But yeah, man, that's
Shit.
That's anarchy, dog.
Hell yeah. Well, you heard it from the man. The man, the CEO of anarchy. The everything of anarchy, man.
I'm just
man.
A guy, bro.
Just a guy.
I'm just a guy.
He's
just
a doer.
I'm an anarchist.
You know what I'm saying? This is a wrap of episode 2.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Look out for more.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Tev.
Yeah, no problem, bro.
Shit, man. I like this. We gotta do this more.
Hey, I'm fucking with you, dog.
All right. It's a wrap. Yeah.